Right now? Are we on the air, lady skill now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, what's the move?
Hi, this is Brendan Monk. You're currently listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM coming to you from Hudson, New York.
Vital Weekly
is the experimental new music show from the folks formerly behind Stan Outlaat, an independent record label located in Amsterdam with a separate store in Berlin. Tune in Vital Weekly at 1 a.m. Wednesday after Battlefield Earth.
Vital Weekly.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Scribner's Catskill Lodge, a 38-room boutique hotel located in Hunter, offering a seasonal outdoor pool, weekend wellness programming, and nightly s'mores around the fire pits. Located at 13 Scribner Hollow Road, across the street from Hunter Mountain, 8 miles from the forest trails in Catskill Park, and 22 miles from the town of Woodstock. Scribner's is also home to the Prospect Restaurant and Bar, serving modern fare. Information at 518-628-5130 or at www.scribnerslodge.com.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, August 14, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Omarosa promises more tapes while CNN reports there are no remaining black White House senior advisors. North Carolina uses social media to protect the environment and national parks billions behind in maintenance. Topping our news, The Hill reports that former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman says that she's certainly willing to share recordings from her time in the Trump administration with the special counsel Robert Mueller. She adds his office has already reached out to her. On MSNBC's Hardball, asked by Chris Matthews if she has any more tapes from her time working for Trump, she said, I have plenty. Meantime, CNN reports none of President Donald Trump's senior White House officials are black. According to CNN, only a handful of his senior staff are of Latino, Asian, or Arab descent. That's according to a review of 48 White House officials.
And at the halfway point, states around Chesapeake Bay are fighting among themselves over lackluster progress on pollution reduction goals for the bay.
At last week's Chesapeake Executive Council meeting, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who was reelected as chairman of the council, criticized Pennsylvania and other upstream states for not doing more to stop the flow of pollution into the bay. A Pennsylvania official agreed with the criticism. But Rachel Felver with the Chesapeake Bay Program, which provides resources to all states, says the Keystone State is making efforts to keep up with its agreed targets.
They do have some work to do compared to other states as far as putting plans in place, but I can also tell you that they are very invested in doing what they need to do. They've shown that as they're kind of preparing these watershed implementation plans.
The states in the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement includes Maryland, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. They implemented pollution reduction practices to meet clean water standards of the Chesapeake Bay total maximum daily load by 2025. 60% of the pollution reduction target was supposed to be met by 2017. They failed to meet nitrogen reduction goals, but were able to reduce phosphorus and sediments in time. I'm Tramell Gomes.
According to the EPA's midpoint assessment, Maryland streams and lakes that were previously impaired by phosphorus and sediment now are showing increased aquatic life. Since 2014, Pennsylvania's removed 17 water bodies in the Susquehanna River watershed from the impaired waters listing for nutrients and or sediment. A public outcry has resulted in a potential shift in North Carolina state regulation of a chemical that many scientists say is a danger to public health. More on the story from Stephanie Carson.
Methyl bromide is used in logging operations in North Carolina to fumigate wood before it's exported. Few citizens in the small community of Delco were aware of the use of the chemical or its dangers until they read it on social media after public notices were printed in newspapers an hour outside of town. Dr. Robert Parr with Medical Activists for Healthy Air says once they found out, two public hearings were packed with concerned citizens.
As a result of that, they are moving methyl bromide from an agricultural, poorly regulated chemical to an industrial chemicals.
If it does, the companies will be mandated to limit their release into the atmosphere by 90%, in addition to facing stricter monitoring and regulations. The logging industry says the chemical is needed to stay competitive as an exporter in a global market.
If the regulations are approved, North Carolina will become the first state to limit the emissions of methyl bromide. As Florida kids get their back-to-school health checkups, a new statewide coalition is calling on parents and policymakers to support what it calls science-based immunization policies. Kathy Mayfield lost her 18-year-old daughter to bacterial meningitis. She said she was so devastated over the loss, she joined the group Moms on Meningitis to save others from similar pain.
Not only the traumatic experience that we have been through because of her death, but just about the fact there's so many things out there that people aren't aware of and ought to be, that in many cases can have a very devastating disease, have been preventable.
Meningitis is still rare. Only 600 to 1,000 people contract it in the U.S. each year. And finally, as we head into the weekend, Catherine Davis Young reports national parks such as Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Zion, beloved by American visitors, but they also face an $11.6 billion backlog in maintenance.
The spending backlog includes more than $500 million in maintenance needs in Arizona park sites alone. Yarone Miller with the Pew Charitable Trust's Restore America's Parks project says the problems threaten visitor access and safety.
These repairs include deteriorating historic buildings, unsafe roads, eroding trails, outdated campgrounds and broken bathrooms, crumbling monuments, and degraded water, sewer, and electrical systems.
A bipartisan group of senators this summer introduced the Restore Our Parks Act. It proposes to spend $6.5 billion over 5 years to make some of the most critical repairs in the parks. Lawmakers say national parks are important not only to the nation's identity, but to its economy.
The Senate bill to provide funding for national park repairs is currently under committee review, and a similar bill is moving forward in the House of Representatives. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
Next, we have these reports. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Residents turned out August 8th for a Catskill Village Board meeting to express their opinions on the possibility of a village law to bar the possession of livestock in the village. Catskill Village President Benson Seeley said during the meeting, residents have owned livestock in the village in the recent past, including chickens and a pig, but it did not result in neighbor complaints or health concerns. The discussion about barring livestock from the village properties is happening now because of a quality of life complaint made by a resident to the village board. Seeley said, and I quote, "We really haven't acted on it like we did now. Nobody's in trouble today, right now, but what we're considering doing is making a permitting process that you would fill out some paperwork," end quote. Tom Stubblebin said bird feeders attract more wildlife than the eggs chickens lay, adding he owns 20 chickens at his home on Grandview Avenue. Stubblebin said, and I quote, "Do we have to register to have bird feeders? There shouldn't be a limit on the number of chickens you can have," end quote. Village resident Lex Gray understands the concerns about a permitting process for keeping livestock, but some rules could be enacted, she said, such as requiring that animals be kept in an enclosure. She said, and I quote, "We live in close proximity to each other. Respectfulness needs to prevail," end quote. Animal owners and their neighbors should be able to reach a compromise, Trustee Daniel DeShane said, adding that enough time has been spent on the discussion. Seeley said the board will likely create some guidelines for residents right now, but will not enact a livestock law. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. State Assembly member Dee Dee Barrett and Hudson Mayor Rick Rector issued a joint statement August 9th announcing the state has dropped its proposal to route trucks through the city of Hudson during planned construction near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. The statement read, and I quote, "We are pleased to announce that after conversations with both of our offices, the New York State Department of Transportation has agreed to end their plans for a truck detour through Hudson during the construction of a roundabout at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. The plan is to enlarge the proposed turnaround to negate the need for any diversion of truck traffic and any detour plans. We thank DOT for their willingness to work with local officials to find the least disruptive solution for everyone who visits, works, and lives in Hudson," end quote. Local officials expressed surprise and anger August 7th, saying they received no notice that the state planned to detour trucks through the city through December. City officials learned that traffic was being routed after the DOT posted signs redirecting drivers through Hudson. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. A bill to create a commission that would evaluate the conduct of prosecutors now sits on Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk. The bipartisan measure passed the state legislature in the last days of the legislative session, despite strong opposition from prosecutors. The bill's sponsor, State Senator John DeFrancisco, said, and I quote, "While the governor has signaled that he may have issues with this legislation that overwhelmingly passed both houses, I am willing to work with his office to make reasonable changes that won't defeat the intent and purpose of the legislation in order to ensure that it becomes law," end quote. DeFrancisco, a former prosecutor, hinted at the possibility of a three-way agreement on a chapter amendment next year. The bill itself cannot be changed and can only be signed or vetoed. Albany County District Attorney P. David Soares, the new president of the State District Attorneys Association, previously said the bill was like, and I quote, "appointing watchdogs over the only watchdogs they have," end quote. Noting the commission created by the legislation could be in a position to consider complaints against prosecutors who investigate legislators. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
was Don Byron with Charlie's Prelude from his album Bug Music. Don Byron's performing at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock August 17th.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I guess so. I don't know about that.
We have 18 known listeners. Sometimes it's more than that.
Alan, I just got word from the ratings group that we are the number one rated show on this station.
Who said?
Well, I kind of made that up.
We are the number one. You mean we get more listeners than anyone else?
Yeah, that's all it could mean, right?
Well, they're driving around in their cars.
That's why it's good to be on the drive
going
time
to work,
slot. Yeah.
Coming home.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to WJXC in the morning. I listen to Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And then I listen to Lincoln Mayorga.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just, you know, when I'm in the car, like you said, I just flip the channels now and then, and it's amazing, you know.
Yeah. It is. And keep us going here, folks. You know, we're making a new kind of constant request that you become sustaining members, because it makes it a lot, or supporting members. It makes it a lot easier and will take the pressure off all these pledge drives we have to do. So if you can, yeah, as low as I went on the site, Ellen, because I'm going to, instead of giving each pledge drive, I'm going to do like you're doing, give monthly.
Well, you know, it's kind of painless.
It's totally painless.
It works on your, it works through your credit card.
Right.
You have a chance at any time to change the amount you're giving every month, I believe.
Right. And it's as low as $5 a month. I mean, who can't afford that these days? It's a cup of coffee if you go to these fancy coffee places.
Bella's Bartok are from Western Massachusetts and perform in the area often. Here's Say No from Bella's Bartok's 2018 album, Is Me That Monster? From Bella's Bartok, will be performing at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock on August 31st.
When I strike out on my own, once I stood strong and grown, unwanted, far, alone, a chosen path, a place unknown. We'll be right back.
WGXC has extra web streams on the air. If you click on Listen Now, you can hear all kinds of other things besides the regular WGXC program schedule. And this week we have extra web streams on Wednesday. Tune in the Catskill Town Meeting. The town of Catskill puts the town meeting out through the WGXC app that's free and available in the App Store. The Catskill Town Meeting can be heard on the Catskill Town website and on the WGXC website. Click on Listen Now and scroll down to the bottom to find the Catskill Town Meeting on Wednesday. Thursday, there's a show at High Low in Catskill. Evan Heisek, Beth Remis, Mark Trecca, and Stony Matt and T-Dust perform. There should be a live web stream on the WGXC website. Friday, show at High Low, Nina Violet and Lorcan O'Reilly perform. There should be a live web stream on the WGXC website. And CK Flack is at High Low on Saturday. And again, there should be a live web stream on the WGXC website at wgxc.org. The band Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is at the Colony Cafe September 15th. Here is their song, Down Is Where I Wanna Be.
To the weather, I show you I don't care. This is Eli.
This is Esme.
This is Everett.
We're from Prairieville.
This is Bethel.
I'm from Maple.
You're listening to WGSC.
90.7 FM.
Catskill, Hudson.
Creative Community Radio.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kurt Trumbull of Babylon, New York. Sustaining supporters like Kurt are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Next, we have these reports.
I'm Philip Brand. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County is looking at a plan to transfer savings in workers' compensation claims as a way to help local fire departments pay for insurance mandated by state law to cover active firefighters. The law that requires fire departments to provide insurance for its volunteers goes into effect January 1st. Under the legislation, firefighters with 5 years of interior experience must be covered for various types of cancer, including lung, prostate, breast, lymphatic, hematological, digestive, urinary, neurological, cancer of the reproductive systems, or melanoma. A program created by the Firemen's Association of the State of New York in partnership with Hartford Insurance Company costs $225 a year per volunteer. Columbia County has approximately 900 to 1,000 firefighters, although not all may be eligible for the program. Columbia County Treasurer P.J. Keller said to the Board of Supervisors, and I quote, "We have seen savings in workers' compensation claims the last couple of years," end quote. Under Keeler's proposal, the county would charge the towns less for workers' compensation each year, but then charge for the cost of the insurance, ultimately resulting in savings for the municipalities. A plan is budget neutral, Keeler said, and will not require an increase in taxes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Madison Isler and Eric Anderson are reporting in the Times Union. U.S. Representative John Faso is one of three upstate members of Congress asking Amtrak to reconsider its decision to stop operating the Toys for Tots train, which distributes winter clothes, toys, and other items to upstate families every year. In an August 9th letter to Amtrak President and CEO Richard Anderson, Faso, U.S. Representatives Elise Stefanik and Paul Tonko said the train is, and I quote, "a beloved and enduring resource that many of our region's neediest families rely on. Discontinuing this train service will mean approximately 40,000 children and their families will not benefit from donated gifts and much-needed winter hats and gloves," end quote. They wrote further, and I quote, "we implore you to reconsider," end quote. This year would have been the 20th anniversary of the Marines Toys for Tots campaign. The train almost did not operate in 2017, but a last-minute intervention from Stefanik and Tonko helped to save the service. However, in a statement issued last week, the company said, and I quote, "Amtrak's objective is to operate its core scheduled train service safely, on time, and efficiently, and must therefore decline to operate this charter. Amtrak will continue to proudly support the Toys for Tots program through the collection of toys at participating stations," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, August 8th, accepted a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration that is expected to cover 90% of the cost of rehabilitating the runway at the county airport. The county also received a state aviation capital funding grant to cover an additional 5%, leaving the county responsible for the remaining $99,000 of the project's nearly $2 million price tag. The runway, which measures 100 feet wide and more than a mile long, is 20 years old and was last paved in 1998. The board in June awarded a nearly $1.8 million contract to A. Colarusso & Son of Greenport to rehabilitate the strip. The project consists of repaving the runway, installing new LED runway lighting, replacing some airfield guidance signs, and replacing the precision approach path indicator. Some of the work may begin late this year, but most of the work will be done in the late spring and early summer of 2019. The project will be completed in 7 or 8 weeks. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxing is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Area residents are being warned of offers of free fill. Anyone planning to receive fill from New York City must notify the State Department of Environmental Conservation 5 days before the materials are delivered, and landowners should inspect the materials before allowing them to be dumped on their property, according to an advisory issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Landowners are also urged to request documentation of the origin of the fill and its transportation. Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "As the saying goes, a deal too good to be true probably is," end quote. He urged landowners to be, and I quote, "skeptical," end quote, if a contractor offers free fill, and to refuse any materials coming from New York City without proper documentation. In July, charges were brought against 24 persons and 12 corporations, including a Suffolk County company implicated in illegal dumping in the town of Rochester, Ulster County, in 2017. The State Department of Environmental Conservation found 10 illegal dump sites in Ulster County and 2 in Dutchess County as part of its investigation, which, according to agency officials, is ongoing. The material reportedly tested positive for several toxic chemicals, including arsenic and lead. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Well, be Buffalo, she's my baby. Be
Do you have a secret stash of records, CDs, tapes, radios, or audio equipment ready for a new home? Support WGXC by donating your goods to the WGXC table at the 2018 WGXC Record Fair, coming up at Basilica Hudson September 16th. Donations of any size are welcome. Unburden yourself. It's tax deductible. To arrange a pickup or drop-off, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call our Hudson studio at 518-697-7400. That's recordfair@wgxc.org. For more information about the fair and becoming a vendor, visit our website at wgxc.org/recordfair.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
Hour of the wolf in a black puddle of rain, up steep blues are giving me a pain. In the memory bank, everything is free. Afternoon siesta.
That was Upstate Blues by Ross Goldstein, Catskill-based composer.
Here's a 2011 release from local guitarist Alexander Turnquist. The song is called Spherical Aberrations, and it's from Hallway of Mirrors.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs all in two rooms with one bed. So we slept on the towels and rugs, but
Fred was only 22, so everything he said was true. Sweet as a clumsy puppy dog, but expletive could that boy snog. Me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed, so we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs. Dave offered me the presidency of the log cabin of New Jersey. I'm not sure who he thought I was, but I smiled and nodded because me and Fred and Dave and Seth and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed, so we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely in love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Seth and the dog and the cat and the bugs. Ted the All-American Male had recently got out of jail for asking money of someone, a John, while flourishing a gun. Me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed, so we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely in love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Seth and the dog and the cat and the bugs.
That was The Magnetic Fields with Me and Fred and Dave and Ted from their 50-song memoir out in 2017.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. 3 weeks after the Rite Aid on West Bridge Street in Catskill closed, the fate of the company's other locations in Hudson and Greenville remain unknown. All three stores were acquired by Walgreens in September 2017. Company spokesperson confirmed last week Walgreens will close some locations but declined to provide further details. The Rite Aid locations in Catskill and Hudson are located across the street from the two Walgreens stores. Patient prescription records from the Rite Aid in Catskill are now available at the nearby Walgreens. Company spokesperson Allison Mack said Walgreens does not have plans to close some stores in the Albany-Schenectady-Troy area. She said, and I quote, "We also plan to begin converting other Walgreens-owned Rite Aid stores to the Walgreens brand. This process will begin later this year and continue in phases over the next 18 months or so," end quote. Walgreens is the second largest drugstore chain in the nation behind CVS. The company did not disclose its plans for the abandoned 14,000-square-foot Catskill location after its contents were cleared out and liquidated on August 11th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Kepler is reporting for the Associated Press. With only a month to go until the Democratic primary, Governor Andrew Cuomo has yet to agree to the terms for a debate with challenger Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo pledged months ago to debate Nixon, but has not committed to a date, Kepler writes. The television news channel New York One has invited both candidates to an August 22nd debate at Queens College, but Cuomo has not agreed to the event. Campaign officials speaking for Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul say a debate will happen and that the delay is due to ongoing negotiations over picking a date, outlet, and format. 4 years ago, Cuomo refused to debate his primary opponent, Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Chatham Town Board August 2nd held a public hearing on its proposed new zoning law. The process of updating the law has been ongoing for roughly a decade, and the new proposals has now been updated to affect the town's 2009 comprehensive plan. Town planning consultant Nan Stolzenberg said at the August 2nd hearing that in addition to conforming the town's zoning law to reflect the comprehensive plan, the committee also looked at so-called hot-button issues, such as short-term rentals that were not considered when the plan was written. More than 20 people commented during the hearing. The section of the proposed law covering short-term rentals, like the ones offered by Airbnb, were a major topic of discussion. Several residents from Thomas Road said they were concerned about short-term rentals allowed in the proposed zoning law. But at least two residents talked about using Airbnb to rent out their houses and parts of their houses and how positive the experience is. Other comments concerned worries over restricting new businesses and overly restrictive regulations affecting town roads. Town Supervisor Maria Lull thanked everyone who attended the meeting and said comments on the proposed law can still be submitted to the board. The town board next meets at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 16th at Town Hall, 488 State Route 295 in Chatham. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Governor Andrew Cuomo, August 9th, announced the funding for New York's farm-to-school program has been doubled beginning with the current school year. Governor announced that $1.5 million is available for eligible school districts to support the growth of the program, which helps schools increase the volume and variety of local grown and produced food offered on school menus. The program is also a boost to the agricultural economy, providing additional business to local farmers. Funding for the farm-to-school program is a key component of Cuomo's No Student Goes Hungry initiative. Eligible applicants are K-12 school food authorities, public schools, charter schools, not-for-profit schools, and other entities participating in the National School Lunch Program, the School Breakfast Program, or the Summer Food Service Program. Projects are funded up to $100,000. Projects such as employing a farm-to-school coordinator, training programs for food service staff to increase knowledge of local procurement and preparation of food, and the purchase of equipment to increase the school's kitchen capacity are all examples of eligible proposals. Applications must be received by October the 1st. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Tuesday, August 14th. Pete Levensee starts the day in Catskill with the WGXC Morning Show, live from the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library. In the second hour, he'll be talking with Keith Brown of the Catal Center in Albany to talk about the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, which deals with the public safety and health issues of low-level, nonviolent offenses. Corey McCasland is back at 11 a.m. with the Forgotten Geek until noon. And later on at 2 o'clock on Eating It in the Hudson Valley, Phyllis Segura will be talking with local chefs Joe Landa of Reeve Gauche Bistro in Athens and Christine Moss of the Garden Cafe in Woodstock. Peter Lamborn Wilson will also be in the studio to review the book Bountiful Empire, A History of Ottoman Cuisine by Priscilla Mary Eisen. John D. Thomas is back after the evening news hour at 7 o'clock with Jazz Streams, live in the Hudson studio until 9:30, followed by Battlefield Earth with Dan Seward until midnight.
Tune in after the Battlefield Earth show when the night turns to Wednesday, August 15th. At midnight, Amanda Dawn Christie's fourth episode of Anacro Techno Fetish Show is live from the Wave Farm just after the midnight news. And the Vital Weekly Show brings you new music from Amsterdam at 1 a.m. Tom Smith's REM REO Indigo Chicago show has experimental music all night overnight at 2 a.m. on Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC. www.jxcfestival.org. And you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Tuesday, August 14th, the Wasaic Project in Wasaic has a teen screen print camp. Starts the 14th and runs through the 17th, 5-day workshop for students 13 to 18 years old. Greenville has a zoning board meeting Tuesday, August 14th at 7 p.m. If you're going to any local meetings, take out your phone, make a recording, share it with your community. Email info@wgxc.org for more information. You can also download the free WGXC app available in the App Store. And with that, you can have live webcasts of meetings you go to just by pressing a button. And it'll share it, record it, and we'll get it on the FM signal if we can, your local meeting.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur, or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a rogue.